RadioSaintPete.com.
Charlie Jewell, RadioSaintPete.com film critic, reviews Keanu, now playing in area theaters.
Key and Peele replaced The Chappelle Show in the hearts and minds of Comedy Central sketch comedy fans. Their contemporary takes on race, relationships, and their immortal East-West football game lineups left a void with their fans after the improv duo opted to conclude their beloved series. Tackling a feature-length film together for the first time, Keegan-Michael Key and Jordan Peele naturally chose a buddy comedy to showcase their undeniable chemistry and produce a genuinely funny movie. Worried Key and Peele could not match their TV show heights, Keanu will soothe fan fears. It is fresh, at times hysterical, and most likely a signpost for bigger and better future productions. Staying close to type, Key and Peele play versions of themselves, nerdy guys who then get mixed up in events way over their heads. Keegan-Michael Key is Clarence, a church-going family guy who irritates his wife because he's too nice, has an irrational love for George Michael, and is a corporate team builder at work. Jordan Peele is Rel, a pothead film geek who starts out on the couch crying over being dumped. Rel discovers a newborn kitten on his doorstep, latches on to the little guy way too quickly, and names him Keanu. This is a typical setup for a couple-minute Key and Peele sketch. Unexpectedly, Keanu turns into a John Wick spoof when a drug gang known as the Blips, rejects from the Bloods and the Crips, steal Keanu. Rel and Clarence, the level-headed guys that they are, figure they will waltz into the Blips' lair, offer to buy back Keanu, and all will be settled. Instead, Keanu is more akin to Tina Fey and Steve Carell in Date Night. They pretend they are somebody else, identities are mistaken, appearances must be maintained, and our two suburban goofballs are now infamous murdering gangbangers. Keanu makes plenty of time for original Key and Peele throwbacks. They have a conversation about the new Liam Neeson's movie, a fan favorite, and bicker back and forth on whose bullies were meaner in high school. When the two apprehensively walk into the Blips headquarters, Clarence is oblivious to both the danger and the idea that perhaps he should try to blend in. Ordering a white wine spritzer at the bar and showing off his wedding ring to would-be lap dancers leads to another back and forth between the duo as they argue over whether or not they need to use the N-word to blend in. As Clarence and Rel meet the gang and involve themselves in more wacky adventures, they develop a narrative routine of attempting to normalize extreme situations. Clarence uses an ongoing George Michael musical arc to identify with the Blip foot soldiers, perhaps Keanu's funniest moments, and Rel flirts with High C, played by Tiffany Haddish, the Blip's female second-in-command. I'm tempted to dive into the George Michael material because I'm still laughing at it in my head, but I'll leave it for Keanu's audience to enjoy. Method Man plays Cheddar, the Blip's man in charge, and once again plays a menacing gangster just like he did in The Cobbler and Back on the Wire. He has his fair share of reaction shots to work through, trying to understand why two violent murderers such as Clarence and Rel, going by their spur-of-the-moment nicknames Shark Tank and Tectonic, appear so inept and awkward around drugs and firearms. Clarence and Rel respectively flash their inner gangsters out of nowhere during times of extreme stress, such as when Rel spies Keanu and Clarence gets riled about his wife. Key and Peele are quite believable when they transform from bumbling to badass in a matter of nanoseconds. Peter Atencio, who also directed all 54 episodes of the Key and Peele TV series, uses previous fish-out-of-water comedies to his advantage, and leads one of America's most effective comedy duos to frequent laughs as they mash up comedy and action genres. Written by Peele and Alex Rubens, who had a hand in writing all 54 TV episodes, Key and Peele wisely keep their proven team of cohorts together. Even though Keanu is a buddy comedy, it's not odd couple like Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder. These guys are simpatico, think Cheech and Chong or even Beavis and Butthead. Alone, they are one note. Put them together, and George Michael's father figure will be stuck in your head for days. That is why I give Keanu 3 out of 4 stars.
Keanu is rated R, now playing at Cobb Tyrone Luxury 10 at Tyrone Square Mall, Regal Largo Mall 8, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, Movico Sundial 19, and Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas. RadioSt.Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell, J-U-H-L.com.